the first thing that I wanted to start with is a poem, and it's called The Invitation. It's just everybody kind of shake your shoulders and get relaxed. You can close your eyes if you like. It's The Invitation by Ariah Mountain Dreamer. So as you're just listening to this poem, just be thinking about, it speaks to fear and the manifestations of fear. So just be thinking about it, that and how fear might be manifesting in you. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you wake for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longings. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if have been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of future pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it, or fade it, or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul, and if you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it's not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the full moon, yes! It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of despair and grief, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from inside when all else fails away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in empty moments. Yeah. So ever since yesterday, we've been hearing a lot about people who've been doing, taking projects into the world. And they all spoke yesterday about their fear. And today we heard about some of their doubts, their challenges. So just as a way of sort of feeling everyone in the room, I was wondering who might have the fear of failure? Just about everybody here. All right. Who might have the fear of being exposed? Yeah, okay. Who might have the fear of being successful? Because what would that mean if you were successful? You get asked to do more, you have to keep delivering. There's standards of performance, of expectations, and meeting others, and then the doubt can kick in. Right.